And that's the unique sense of purpose that this place has always infused. The conviction that this is a training ground not only for individual success, but for leadership that can change the world. Dr. King was just 15 years old when he enrolled here at Morehouse. He was an unknown, undersized, unassuming young freshman who lived at home with his parents. And I think it's fair to say he wasn't the coolest kid on campus. For the suits he wore, his classmates called him Tweed. But his education at Morehouse helped to forge the intellect, the discipline, the compassion, the soul force that would transform America. It was here that he was introduced to the writings of Gandhi and Thoreau and the theory of civil disobedience. It was here that professors encouraged him to look past the world as it was and fight for the world as it should be. And it was here at Morehouse, as Dr. King later wrote, where I realized that nobody was afraid, not even of some bad weather. I added on that part. I know it's wet out there. But Dr. Wilson told me y'all had a choice and decided to do it out here anyway.